It was John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, who said, "The last part of a man to be converted is his wallet. Prove him wrong." Somehow, most people have an attachment to their money and don't part with it very easily. Jesus taught that no one can serve two masters, since either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Fundamentally, God is the owner of everything that exists, for he created it. The earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants, belong to the Lord. Psalm 24 verse 1. Further, King David acknowledges that everything in the heavens and on earth belongs to you. Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your own hand. 1 Chronicles 29 verses 11 and 14. As a follower of Jesus, you're called to cultivate a mindset of investing in God's kingdom. God entrusts you as a trustee to steward your wealth, to generously invest for the sake of his kingdom's advancement. The person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the person who sows generously will also reap generously. Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or out of compulsion, since God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Your giving has many objectives. While it promotes the spread of the gospel, it also provides compassionately for the needy. The Apostle James teaches that if a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed," but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? James chapter 2 and verse 16. Our grip on money must be loosened. Be warned. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and by craving it, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. Jesus taught a parable to put wealth into perspective. Be on guard against all greed, because one's life is not in the abundance of his possessions. A rich man's land was very productive. He thought to himself, "What should I do, since I don't have anywhere to store my crops?" "I will do this," he said. "I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones and store all my grain and my goods there. Then I'll say to myself, 'You have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' That's how it is with the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Jesus' conclusion is rather sobering. What's the point of being the wealthiest person in the cemetery? Rather use the wealth God has entrusted you with to invest generously in the gospel cause. So maybe you ought to rethink your giving to your church and make the necessary adjustments. Maybe you need to redraft your will and leave a generous legacy that will advance the gospel rather than simply improve the standard of living of your heirs. Allow these words of Jesus to cut deep into your heart. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. Where is your heart? Really? Regardless of the wealth you accumulate in life, when you die, you'll leave it all behind. It makes you think, doesn't it? Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your generosity shown to me. Help me to steward the money you've entrusted to me wisely, investing it in the advance of the life-saving gospel. Amen.